And it's hello to Wendy Zukerman.
Happy Halloween.
Aha, Halloween, yes. Now, Halloween seems to be transforming very quickly to me. It's not just about kids dressing up anymore, particularly in the US. It's an adult dress-ups day, kind of carnival-esque, with outfits getting more and more risque.
Yeah, this year what seems popular is the Ebola outfits. There's the sexy Ebola containment suit, the hazmat suit. It's causing a little bit of controversy with health workers in Africa saying this is not funny and we don't appreciate it.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely not the first time that diseases have been used as costumes for Halloween. When bird flu was around, we saw suggestions of wearing rubber chickens as some kind of mockery of the disease, as well. Swine flu came with its own Halloween costumes. It's definitely a sort of very fine line when it's okay to make fun because, for example, we rarely, if ever, see costumes about cancer, HIV, tuberculosis.
But I wonder if it does have something to do with the roots of Halloween, which is about death and souls returning to walk for one night of the year.
I think it's more about because particularly with Ebola in the West, we just haven't seen the devastation. And so instead we just see this amazing media push and fear campaign. And it does create this response where you just want to make fun of the media almost rather than the disease itself.
Black humour.
But even though this does seem to be a fairly new trend, there is a case in the 1830s. Someone was making fun of a cholera preventative costume, which included juniper berries and stockings dipped in vinegar.
It's always nice to have a historical precedent for this kind of stuff. Also, we learned this week that China is taking on one of our reality television juggernauts.
Tonight on Big Brother.
Be careful if you're in that room or this room.
Ah, yes, China will get to experience the wonderful juggernaut that is Big Brother. It was announced this week that they will get their own version of the TV show.
They've really been missing out.
Haven't they? Well, the Chinese government really clamped down 3 years ago on what they called the vulgar tendencies of reality TV. So instead of going onto the regular satellite cable networks, Big Brother will be broadcast online.
Uh-huh. This is so interesting, this move to television online. I wonder, I mean, I love that show, If You Are the One. The Chinese dating show. I love it. I wonder if they'll bring a different sensibility to it.
Yeah, I know. It'll be really interesting to see, particularly because in China you do have quite a lot of censorship and this sense of big brotherness.
They'll probably love it. It'll be quite a reflection of many of the realities they already know. Yeah, the Endemol franchise, that is Big Brother, has revolutionised television. I don't think we give it as much credit as we should for changing the way that we think of surveillance, social interaction, all kinds of social trends that we're seeing broadly outside of television.
Absolutely. There's a whole generation of children who see Big Brother as the TV show, not the Orwellian book.
Another aspect is that China will be seeing ordinary people plucked from obscurity into stardom.
Yeah, let's see how long it lasts before perhaps China cracks down on their online streaming.
Well, it'll be tightly controlled either way.